So, first of all, I must thank you all for bringing me in this new temple, because when I first came, my ambition was to start temple here in New York, and I was taking the opportunity being in the 72nd Street. There was a house, very small house, 1,000 square, 25 feet by 100. So they wanted $100,000. So I wrote one rich friend in India, industrialist, perhaps you know him, Kanpur, Padam Kapsun. Yeah. So he agreed to pay. But the government did not allow. The Indian government did not allow to transfer money from India to here. Then I approached the Salvation Army, the chief man. I offered him that you are spending money in India. So I have got a friend who will pay you. You pay me here. So he asked me, what is the rate you want to pay? I told him, so the rate is $5, 5 rupees per dollar. So he didn't sign. That means he wanted more. In this way, I had no plan what to speak of temple. I had no residential place in. So in that condition, I was thinking of returning back to India. So the shipping company, I was practically every week I was there. There is a long history that I came there with a determination to start a temple in New York. But at that time, 3 years before 1965, it was not possible, but by grace of Krishna, by grace of Guru Maharaj, we have got this place. So I must thank you very much for organizing this temple. Actually, in this line of subconsciousness, two things are very important. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in his teaching to Rupa Goswami, Tayyugudem Brahmandam Tomite Kono Bhagavan Ji Guru Krishna Pipaya Paya Bhakti Rathabi. We are loitering throughout the whole universe. This is conditional state of our materialistic life. And we are simply suffering. People are kept into ignorance without knowing the aim of life. How we are suffering in this materialistic world of life. They are so dull there. That Krishna says personally that here the real problem is Janma Mukti Janamrati Dukkha Dosha. You are simply living some petty problems, but they are not problems. Real problem is Janma Mukti Janamrati. Why We are eternal living entities. Why we should be subjected to birth, death, old age and disease, repeated? This is real problem. Unfortunately, there is no certification all over the world to deal with this real problem. They are simply tackling some temporary problem and spoiling the human form of life to solve these spiritual problems and creating a situation for the next life which may not be very good, because this material world is matsarata. Matsarata means envious. I am envious of you, you are envious of me. This is material life. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that this is the consciousness. Is not for the people who are envious. Arma prochita paitavatra paravanima saranam satana bhakta bhavatu vidam atra. Why enviousness? You are human being, I am human being. Why we should be envious of one another? This is artificial. There is no need of it. But we are put into certain condition that we have to become envious by nature or something. But this material spirit and life is full of enviousness, rivalry, competition, then birth, death, old age, disease, threefold misery, satya, devotee, misery from mind, from the body, from others, living in cities, natural disturbance, and we are trying to be happy. This is called foolishness. This is not possible. Dukkhaya masasana. The creator of this world says that this place is for savas dukkhara and asarthakam. Let us also tell you. You can say, never mind, very bad. We have got big buildings and big roads and cars. Never mind, it is dukkhara. I can imagine. No, sir, you cannot remain asasata. You have to leave this place. Even if you make compromise, that never mind, I am happy now, to my estimation. The answer is dukkhalayam asasata. You cannot make a permanent settlement. Then what? Bhunjanti, what is that? Purusha pratitishtha bhunti pratitijana guna. We are placed in this material condition and we are obliged to contact the three types of material, modes of nature, and according to the infection, we suffer, actually we suffer, but sometimes there is a little so-called happiness. In this way, we are loitering within this universe. Sometimes in the upper planetary system, sometimes lower planetary system, sometimes as human being, sometimes as demigod, or sometimes as cats, dogs, trees. This is our position. And we are manufacturing our position. Karanam gunasanga asya صدقت جونی جنمسو. So we have completely under the crisis of material nature, and this is going on, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Eirupe brahmanna bhamite kuno bhagavan ji guru krishna kripaya paaye bhakti lata ji. In this way you are loitering throughout the whole universe in different pattern system, in different species of life, in different countries, different according to brahmanna bhamite. Brahmanna means it is the universe. They are trying to go to the upper planetary system, and they can go. There is no difficulty. Janti di vubrata di man tikti janti. But you have to properly prepare. Not that because you have got one Sputnik or aeroplane, you can go by force. That is not possible. This is all that's going on. This is not possible. But you can go. If you prepare yourself, you can go even back to home, back to Godhead. Madhyanino pi janti ma. So there is every possibility. Now, this is the crucial point of human form of life. We can go in the higher planetary system, we can go in the lower planetary system, we can stay where we are. Or even the life, we can go back. So, the intelligent person should know what are the different situations, different lives. They do not know. The other day, our doctor Samudra was speaking that whatever scientific improvement and educational improvement they have made, two things are wanting. They do not know what are these different planets in this car. They simply imagine. They are trying to go to this moon planet, Mars planet. That is also not possible. Even if you go on a two planet, there are millions of planets. But you know else. There is no knowledge. And another knowledge, they do not know what is the problem of life. Two things they are like. And we are dealing with these two things. The problem of life is that we are bereft, we are away from Krishna consciousness, that we are suffering. If you take the Krishna consciousness, then the whole problem is solved. And so far, planetary system is considered. So Krishna is giving you opportunity wherever you like can go. But the intelligent person will still ask, Madhyadino ki janti ma. Those who are Krishna conscious, they come to. So what is the difference between these two? Even if I go to the moon planet or Mars planet or this Brahma loka, Krishna says, Abhamma bhavana loka anpunaravati najuna. Then go to the Brahma loka, but kine punne puno matra loka visanti. You'll have to come back again. And Krishna also says, Jagratyala nivartante tadhamam paramam. Majjavi, Pidantima. So you have got this opportunity. Krishna consciousness. Everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. What is what? Do not lose this opportunity. Do not be foolish. Misled by so-called scientists or philosophers or politics. Take to Krishna consciousness. And that is possible only Guru Krishna Kripa. By the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna. you can achieve all success. This is his secret. Jashvadevi parabhakti jathadevi patadulo tasvaiti patitayastha prakasanti. So, this Guru Puja, which we are doing, it is not self-aggrandizement. It is real teaching. You sing daily. What is that? Guru Mukha Padma Vapta. Parala Karyo. Bas, this is what. I tell you that whatever little success is there in this Krishna consciousness moment, I simply believe what was spoken by my Guru Maharaj. You also continue that whenever success is there. Thank you very much.